On March 24, 2016, then-Governor Mike Pence signed into law House Enrolled Act 1337. The law introduced additional stipulations on abortion procedures throughout the state, including a measure which required women seeking an abortion to receive an ultrasound 18 hours before an abortion procedure. Now, over 2 years later, Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky, along with the Indiana chapter of the ACLU, have won a suit against the state. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU claimed the ultrasound procedure placed an undue burden on women seeking an abortion. Here's Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky CEO Christy Gillespie.
First of all, I think it's important to clarify that we don't object to an ultrasound at all. We, in fact, do ultrasounds prior to any abortion procedure. That is best practices, you know, in terms of medical care. The objection here is requiring patients to have the ultrasound done 18 hours prior to the procedure. And that places an undue burden on patients who would then have to travel to their provider twice in order to have an abortion procedure. It's time consuming, first of all, and it's expensive. Particularly, this kind of provision would have disproportionately impacted low-income women and rural women because, as you probably know, there are very limited facilities in our state now that provide abortion care. You know, women have to travel or patients have to travel at the minimum, in some cases, an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours to get abortion care if they want it. And requiring an ultrasound 18 hours in advance would require the patient to have to make that trip twice. And if you are a patient that happens to work at a low-wage job or any job, frankly, you would have to get time off of work for both the trips. If you have other children, you have to figure out how are you going to find childcare for both of those trips. And then just additionally, the cost of traveling. So first and foremost, I would characterize this as a victory for our patients. Our mission is to provide comprehensive reproductive health care, and that includes abortion care. And this is a legal and safe procedure, and our patients and women are perfectly capable of evaluating their lives and what kinds of health care that they need. And they don't need additional regulations that interfere with their ability to access care like this. This is about patients and people receiving the health care that is safe and legal.
House Enrolled Act 1337 also contained additional restrictions on abortion beyond the requirement of women seeking an abortion to receive an ultrasound. Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky CEO Christy Gillespie says those restrictions have also been found to be unconstitutional. But that's taken over 2 years of legal wrangling.
That has already made its way through the courts. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals recently ruled that all of those contested parts of the law are unconstitutional. And I think that we're just waiting now to see if the state of Indiana is going to appeal that decision from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. The courts have been very responsive that when we have filed preliminary injunctions, they have responded, I think, in almost all cases, before these laws would go into effect. And so, you know, when they rule prior to the date, the effective date, then the law doesn't go into effect until a final decision is made in the court. So in that respect, the courts have actually been very responsive. I think what I would leave your listeners with is that if the state of Indiana and our legislature is really, really and truly interested in reducing the abortion rate in our state, the best way to do that is to ensure that there is low-cost, affordable birth control available, and secondly, that there's comprehensive sex education. And those are the two things that are proven to reduce the abortion rate. And until our state embraces those two strategies, it's really hard to take seriously that their primary concern is to reduce the abortion rate, because that's what will do it. And Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky does more than any other organization to ensure that those two things happen.
Gillespie says Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky is challenged not only by the Republican supermajority in the state house, but also by local actors. Earlier in July, the reproductive health nonprofit shut down their clinic in Fort Wayne, Indiana, citing an allegedly hostile church-going community in the area, harassing its physicians, nurses, and patients.
Fort Wayne is a city with enormous need, and we have been in that city, had been in that city since 1932, providing a variety of reproductive health care. And by the way, I would like to just again mention that at that particular health center, we did not provide abortion care. And, you know, it's a shame that a small group of vocal people can behave in that manner that would impact the health care of many in the city. And one of the reasons we wanted to bring this to light is it's really time, I think, for all of us to think about, is this the kind of behavior that is acceptable, where you target, intimidate, and harass people who are doing nothing but merely doing their job?
Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky, along with the Indiana chapter of the ACLU, won their lawsuit against House Enroll Act 1337 last week. For WFHB, I'm Wes Martin.